April is National Minority Health Month, a time to increase awareness of diseases and health conditions that disproportionately impact minorities. While hypertension or high blood pressure can affect anyone, research shows that African Americans are 40% more likely than Caucasians to have the condition. It's important to know that high blood pressure can lead to heart attack and stroke. Dr. David S. Kuntz, president of the International Society on Hypertension in Blacks, understands the concerns African Americans may face when diagnosed with high blood pressure.
Studies show that African Americans develop hypertension earlier in life and to a more severe degree than Caucasians, which is why it is important for individuals to be proactive in checking their blood pressure numbers and to work with their doctors to find the right treatment plan. Lifestyle changes are also key to helping lower blood pressure. This includes a low-sodium diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and low-fat dairy products, exercising regularly, and avoiding tobacco. When lifestyle changes aren't enough, your physician may prescribe a medication to help lower blood pressure.
Some patients may require medication to reach their blood pressure goals. One treatment option is edarbiclor, or azacitidine, medoxamil, and chlorthalidone. In one 12-week clinical study of patients with moderate to severe hypertension, edarbiclor 40/25 milligrams was shown to lower systolic blood pressure in patients more than Benicar HCT 40/25 milligrams, another hypertension medication. This result was similar across patient groups tested, including African Americans. Learn more at edarbiclor.com. That's edarbiclor.com. Important safety information. Warning: edarbiclor can cause harm or death to your unborn baby. If you become pregnant while taking edarbiclor, tell your doctor right away. If you plan to become pregnant, talk to your doctor about other treatments to lower blood pressure. Before taking edarbiclor, tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Discuss with your doctor other ways to lower your blood pressure. It is not known if edarbiclor passes into breast milk. You and your doctor should decide if you will take edarbiclor or breastfeed. You should not do both. Do not take edarbiclor if you make less urine because of kidney problems, anuria. Do not take aliscarin with edarbiclor if you have diabetes. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions, including if you have heart problems or stroke, have gout, or have liver or kidney problems. Kidney problems may become worse in people that already have kidney disease. If you have kidney problems, you may need blood tests, and your doctor may need to lower your dose or may need to stop treatment with edarbiclor. Tell your doctor about all the medicines you take, including prescription and non-prescription medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. Especially tell your doctor if you take other medicines to treat your high blood pressure or heart problem, water pills, diuretics, lithium, or digoxin. Edarbiclor may cause serious side effects, including low blood pressure, hypotension, which may cause you to feel faint and dizzy, vomiting and diarrhea. A low-salt diet, sweating a lot, or not drinking enough fluid can also lead to low blood pressure. If you feel faint or dizzy, lie down and call your doctor right away. If you pass out, faint, have someone call your doctor or get medical help. Stop taking edarbiclor. If you have fluid and body salt, electrolytes problems, tell your doctor if you experience any of the following symptoms: dry mouth, confusion, thirst, lack of energy, weakness, drowsiness, passing very little urine or passing large amounts of urine, seizures, muscle pain, cramps, restlessness, muscle tiredness, fatigue, fast or abnormal heartbeat, nausea and vomiting, or constipation. People who have increased levels of uric acid in the blood may develop gout. If you already have gout, tell your doctor about worsening of your gout symptoms. In clinical studies, the side effects seen with edarbiclor included dizziness, 8.9%, and tiredness, 2.0%. Use of edarbiclor. Edarbiclor is a prescription medicine used to treat high blood pressure, hypertension, when one medicine is not enough, or as the first medicine if your doctor decides you are likely to need more than one medicine. Medicines that lower your blood pressure may lower your chances of having a stroke or heart attack, but they don't work alone. It should be part of a complete treatment plan. For more information, talk to your healthcare professional. See complete prescribing information for Adarbeclor and visit www.adarbeclor.com. You are encouraged to report negative side effects of prescription drugs to the FDA. Visit www.fda.gov/medwatch or call 1-800-FDA-1088.